Shosh, daf mem alef amin alef, the Mishnah. Shosh, anogach es ha'odam, umeis. If a shosh gored a person, and the person died. Muid mishalem kaifa, v'tam patam min ha'kaifa. If the shosh was a muid, the bailam pays kaifa. If the shosh was a tam, the bailam apata from paying kaifa. Kaifa is, instead of killing the bailam, he has to pay money. V'zeh chayav misa. Side by the tam and side by muid, the animal.
Zev zech
hayav misa. Side by tam, side by muid, the animal gets killed. V'chein beben, v'chein bebas. So too, if it killed a ben cotton, a child, or a bas, also the animal gets killed. Nogach, and also this kaifa. So it's both halachas on a gay beben and bebas. Nogach eved ayama. If the animal go to Eved or Amma. So over there, Eved Knani we're discussing. So nice and Shloshim Slayim. Bein Shu Yafa Mana Meya Mana Bein Shu Eni Yafa Adin Echad. You always have to give 30 Slayim. It's automatic. It's a set amount. You do not have to give more than 30 Slayim. Say if it was worth more. Say if it was worth less. You also have to give 30 Slayim. So all these are regular Gzeis HaKasuvs in the Parasha Mishpatim. You find all these halachas. There's no chedushim in this mission.
Well, you don't have to pay
kofi.
You
don't have it. No, you don't have to pay kofi. That's the shloshim slayim. That's what you pay. That's the kapar. That's the set amount.
That's knas. No one's going to say that. You give the shor. What happens if the baal ha'eved has a shor and the shor killed the Eved? Who's going to pay the Shloshim Slavim to himself?
Yeah.
So he puts it from his right pocket to the left pocket, he gets the kapara?
Yep.
Nagarach Eved the almost took when he killed him?
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. To give Shloshim Slavim, yeah. Zak to Gemara.
And you kill the Shor also?
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Zak to Gemara, v'chmiyacha the tam katlina lei. If a tam goes ahead and kills a person, we kill the shah. So how does it come to a muid? How did it come to three times? We kill the shah. The shah is gone.
How come it's not? Amar Rabba, and wounds three times. So he's already moved for Adam. Why is that not called a muid for the katara also?
Let's see the gemara's truth, and then let's
see. Maybe talk about that.
I know. Maybe we don't know. How do you know? Zok the Gemara.
I looked already.
Okay. Amar Rabba, Hachamai Eskinen, Ken Shamdu, L'Shloisha B'nei Adam. What happened over here, it's talking about that it chased three people, and we were Oymed, that it would have killed the person, but the person punked ran away. So therefore, it became a Muid. So even though it didn't kill three people, Samela, therefore, you didn't kill the Shah, but it was a Shah that was heading out to kill a person. And since we were oymed that it was head out to kill the person, Navaz, the person punked escaped, the punked ran up a tree. So therefore, it's already considered a muid. And then you'll pay kaifer and you'll kill the show. Zok the Gemara, No, he argues on Rabba. He says, Umdana, the fact that we see that he could have killed someone and he was chasing someone, that's nothing. So how's he going to answer the Gemara's kasha? It went ahead and almost killed. That means it was mesachay in three people. They didn't die yet. When it was nageach, the third person, they all died. So now we didn't kill the shah yet because it didn't kill yet three people. But when it killed the third person, they all died. So now it's automatically a muid, and therefore you'll pay kaifa by the third person. Yes, so that's about
it. If you hold just wounding a person is not enough, so how do you have the Bailam? The Bailam, if it's only seeking, you need 3 days that that three different people die. Seeking is not Ha'adah.
Yeah, okay, good kasha. Very good kasha. We'll see, maybe with the last Gemara we'll answer. So Bekitza, so we have Rabbi's test, we have Rashi's test. Rabbi said that it's discussing a case that three people, that it would have killed the three people, just punked the person, ran away. And that's a very interesting case. Even without Rav Ashi's kasha, umdan lav klumi, it's an interesting case because the mice, at the end of the day, you don't see that it killed anyone. The mice didn't kill anyone. It could have killed someone. The person ran away. Maybe the mice would have gotten to the person and the person would have went away. Maybe the mice would have had Rahman. So who knows? I mean, they almost killed the person.
Has mazel.
Okay.
Hashem's watching him, so right. Maybe it never would have happened.
Right. Yeah. Zakti Gemara, that's the second test. That's your secret source of Adam. It's Vidam, Kigon Shaharak, Shalisha Behemis. It killed three animals. And once it killed three animals, then it becomes a mu'ud for a person. In fact, the Gemara, mu'ud of Behemah, have a mu'ud la Adam. Is that true? If it's a mu'ud of Behemah, does it become a mu'ud to a person? So the Gemara, Alam Afsimi.
There's a person
of Mazel. Yeah, Alam Afsimi, Kigon Shaharak, Shalisha Evdekechavim. It killed three guys. So we don't kill it after it kills a guy, but once it killed three guys, then it would be already a mu'ud. In fact, the Gemara, mu'ud la Evdek Chavim, mu'ud liYisrael. A mu'ud for a guy becomes a mu'ud liYisrael. No, there's such a thing that a yid has mazel. And since a yid has mazel, therefore, there's no shaykhs that it killed a guy. A yid could make it through.
If you killed a guy, so it's a kind to leave it alive. How come Bessie didn't kill him? What was this happening?
That's not enough of a reason.
Why? Sure, you have to remove a public menace.
A public
menace.
That's what this is. But
no. If you go near the shore, it kills people. You have to get a business and to get rid of it.
The Gemara says another. The Gemara says that mula avikham doesn't become mula itself.
What is
mula avikham? It goes a guy three times. You don't kill the shah, but it becomes a mula.
Just
the fact that it's an act, and we see that it kills people.
Well, he doesn't. When you damage a guy, there's no din talan mu'ud by a guy, right? That's what I'm saying.
And a chanami, there's no din killing b'chlal. So, but the mice, at the end of the day, we see that this shah is an act. So now that it killed the Yisrael, the last after three times it killed the Yisrael.
So you can't
kaifa. Right. So, but right there, we have shved the tides. Acting my elam m'shem melakish k'gan shaharik shleish b'nei adam treifa. What happened? It killed three people that were treifa. So, ena chanami over there, you're not mechoyev. It doesn't get skila, but
so
we call it.
So
therefore, we call it that it's a mu'ud, and once it's a mu'ud, therefore, it will be chayef kaifa. In fact, the Gemara, mu'ud, the treifa have a mu'ud, the shalem. A mu'ud for a treifa becomes a mu'ud, the shalem. That's not true, l'chayef. L'chayef, treifa is aimed l'amos. So, mela, that's why we don't see, right? Shank and a mu'ud, the treifa, do you see that it becomes a mu'ud, the shalem?
What's the difference? I'm saying
it doesn't matter, but over here treifa, so it gives it a little twiggle, and then the guy dies. It's less of a mazel.
Treifa can't run his lift.
We're not talking about
his mood to gore treifa. So he killed three times treifa. It doesn't say that he's a mood for a regular strong person. A regular person is supposed to stay alive. Hello, my papa, the kata.
The moving at the shore itself is a wild shore. So the
shore
itself
is not such a wild shore because it kills treifas. It's all it kills. It doesn't kill a regular person.
A regular person can run fish.
Right.
Yeah. So the Gemara, hello, my papa, the kata of the Arak la'agma, the kata of the Arak la'agma. It killed. It escaped. After it was they were made and it ran away. The kata of the Arak la'agma ran away. So therefore, you're right. It was a regular mood. But it ran away, and we couldn't find it. It came out again, and it was Lyle's den. What?
Manamud, it was Chayav Misa.
Right, it was regular time, it was Chayav Misa.
So it had to be in Bezin, right? Because if it was Arab before it went to Bezin, it wouldn't help you.
Right. Vachavid Yavekom, so that was a good test. No one has anything to find that. Vachavid Yavekom, I said it's a different test. Going to Huzmu, Zayman. What happened? It was Negech. Two Adam came and said that this show was Negech. Two Adam came and said, no, you two Adam. The Adam Zayman, you're with us. Fine. Another goring happened. Two Adam come and say it was Negech. Two Adam come and say, Adam Zayman. And then by the third time, we found Zayman on the Zayman. So now we have already, now all together, we have three times. So now it became, that's why you pay kaifa, because it was a mu'ud. Now we came out that it was taka mu'ud, because the Adam Zayman weren't good Adam. And therefore,
and couldn't kill it.
You couldn't, right? So therefore, we have a chitim so that you pay kaifa on the third time.
You go back. Would you after the zemer come true? Do you go back and kill the shara?
Sure. I mean, we're going to kill the shara because it was nagat.
It was too late. We already killed three. You can't let you go back.
Zaktima. He's hived me for the first one, right after you.
Sure. Zaktima. I mean, it doesn't make a difference. Honey, chile, you did two rabbin on chapin. If you need to be miyayed the shara, say it's good. Why? Because it was nagat, three nagichas, 3 days. So even though it wasn't a skayim, the hada, but still, we don't care, because at the end of the day, it was nageh, 3 different days. El, you the gavi binon, if we need to be made for the person, meima amalei, le'avi adana, the gavi's going to say, I didn't know. What do you mean? After the first time, it was already huzam. So therefore, I didn't watch it anymore. The second time, I told them. The third time, you have to give me, now you're calling me retroactive, you tell me that it was a mu'ed because you found Zayman. But I didn't know anything. I didn't know for it to become, to watch it better. Right?
So let the Gemara answer that it was Nogeach in front
of
the Baal.
Sense. Maybe that's
and,
sense.
It was Nogeach in front of the Baal. And then, so the Baal knows that even though the Edom was
so why don't we wait for the Gemara?
He knows.
Rabbi Mazel, let's wait for the Gemara's test. Now let's see. Maybe the Gemara's answer that. After the Gemara, Kigain, the Amri, Kol Amos, the Kotel, Tura, Gabe, Kahave, Kai. So Gemara's Mechavet, Rabbi Mazel. Look at that. That any time that he was there, they're saying Eidos that he was there. So once he was there, even though the Maisa, there was Zayman, but once he was there, he should be Mechuyiv to watch it.
I'm afraid we knew he was really there.
Right. So once we knew he was there, he was Mechuyiv to watch it. So he has no excuse to say, oh, you're out of the show, only Gord, whatever, I found out later. No, you knew the whole time. It's better to be bound, you knew the whole time.
If the Baal knows that it's Nogeyach and he kills people, and there's no Eidim, he doesn't have it in a mood.
Right.
It has to be Hulun Babarov.
Right.
So the hearing still, even if he did it in front of him, it's not Hulun Babarov because he didn't have Eidim.
Right.
This was your Teretz.
This is your Teretz. Anyone's answer to that flick, that's
doesn't work.
The kids said, no. So the answer is, the Pasha, that the vote is, that you're right, it's not Hulun Ba'olav, that's why it doesn't become a mood. But in watching it, he should have watched it. He knows exactly what's going on with his shot. So since he should have watched it, the Edom telling us that this guy was there with him, so he should have watched it, so therefore, you mechui. If you become a mu'ud. If you know a mass, that's also a good test, we didn't slug it up. If you know a mass, there's another test, makin is bala sheve, makin is a shah. It's talking about that we know who the owner of the shah is. So since we know who the owner of the shah is, so mela, we just don't know which shah, so we can't kill all the shah, but we know the owner, so we tell the owner that you got to watch it.
Zak the Gemara, Fak the Gemara,
might have a little
mavet. And then what? And then we find out later which show.
Yeah, later in my fair, we find out.
After three killings, they recognize them. Oh, the Zak the Gemara.
Zak the Gemara, might have a little mavet. What should have you done? You don't know which one. The Bible doesn't know which one. So why be mechayiv and kaifer? Zak the Gemara, Mishim the Amulei, Tur Nakhana Islach Bebakach. You have a show which is nakhan by you in your lion's den over here. You should have watched all that. So that means the Gemara has been mechadish that it's not just once you know there's a mu'ud, really you have to watch all your shah. Now what? You say, the man said, I don't see any knock on it. Why should I watch it?
There's different levels of shmir.
Right. Once I know one of them are knocking already, you can't go ahead and say, okay, I'm waiting to know which one. No, you have to watch everything. Right? You have to elevate your shmir and everything. So once you have to elevate your shmir and everything, so we tell you, the fact that you didn't, even though you taka didn't know which shah, we don't blame you for knowing which shah, okay. Still, it becomes a mu'ed. That is the Gemara's, Ravina's last time. So. Okay. Zok the Ma'avaita. Nechenim go through many, many other hechatimtsis, different terutim how to answer the Gemara. Look upon him, the Gemara has like 3-4 terutim that the Gemara stays with. So we don't even, yeah. Who's Rashi Gevoa? We had one Rashi on the base.
And Eid Echad, it has to be who the Bailov with two Eidim. And Eid Echad comes and the Bailov.
So Rashi over here says, Rashi on the base of the base says that So Kivega over here. He tells to the Gemara, that's his kashin. Vegel Vish tells to the Gemara by us, and that's what he's asking. Why did Rashi say that case? Why did Rashi say that? Yeah, okay. Zok the Mishnah Vaita, Zok the Mishnah Vaita. The Mishnah says, Zevazach Hayav Misa. That Sai by Tam and Sai by Muid, it's Chayav Misa. So the Matana Bonon, Mimashma Shanema Saka Yisaka Lashoy, the Pasuk says as follows. V'chiyigach shoyes isha yes isha v'meis Saka Yisaka Lashoy, you stone the shoy. V'lo yachal es basoy, you can't eat the basoy, ma'al shoy noki, that's the Pasuk. Zokim ha'eni yadeyash in aveli, in aveli asula v'achil, it says Saka Yisaka Lashoy. So matam alem v'lo yachal es basoy, why does the Pasuk have to end off, don't eat it? It's an aveli. You're stoning the shoy. Zakti Gemara, Magad Chakasuv, Shem Shachtel Achashnik Medina Yosef Achila. The Pasuk is coming to teach you that if you Shachtel Achashnik Medina, it's Yosef Achila. That means that it was already Nik Medina that this show should get Skila, and you ran ahead and ran out and Shachtel it, it's Yosef Achila. It's still Yosef Achila, even though I had a good Shechita. How do we know that it's asabanom? The Baal HaShoy, the owner of the show, gets scot free. My mashmas, what do you see from this? Shemin zay ma'ima, kadam shayim lachave, yotze ish pleini noki min achasav, ve'en lei ba'em anah shaklum. This person walks out noki min achasav, but he can't have any anah from it.
That's not the Pashup Shad of the Pasuk, right?
Yeah, that's what we need Shem Ben Zayim with the Dasha.
No, but it's a very odd rush. It's coming to tell you exactly the opposite. It's coming to tell you that the Baal HaShoy is knocking from the Chet, whatever it is.
Right. But it has to comes with a price. He's knocking from the Chet, but the sure, you can't have any enough. Fine. So that's what we explained when it said that it's Asa Bachila. We came and said that it's Pashas Asa Bachila. We were saying that it's talking about a case that it had regular Shechita. Zakti Mohamed, Leachas Besai Lahecha, the Shacht Achashnik Medina Shasa Bachila. Why do you know? How do you know that Leachas Besai is coming to teach you this case that you Shechted it after it was Nigmadino? Ema, the Hecha, the Shacht Achashnik Medina Shasa Bachila. Maybe really if you Shechted it, no, it's Mutter Bachila, the Master Shechted it. Right? Maybe it's coming to tell you that when you were cycle it, it's asabano. That it's always, even though it says lo yoichal, lo yoichal means eating. No, that includes in it isano. Where do we know that from? Because over there, till the pasuk says beferish by nevela legev and esil ha'ed rechavim b'mechira, that what the dafka that over there has to give you a heta anah for gev and esil ha'ed rechavim b'mechira is mashma. But if it would say la yoichal itself, it would also include a anah.
Meaning the only way to have anah is by selling it to a guy.
Yeah, and still
that's inclusive in la yoichal.
Right. So I see from there that La Yoichal is included in Sano. So why am I telling me that? Why are you telling me that La Yoichal is coming to tell you that it's awesome, that it's awesome Achila after Shechita? Maybe over there it's Takamuta. And La Yoichal is coming to tell you that it's awesome Ano. Zaydimah, Amihana, Miliyechad, and Afik, La Issa Achila, Visano, Mikal, La Yoichal. That's only when the Issa Achila and the Issa Ano is coming, learning out of the Pasuk La Yoichal. The Issa Achila is already learned out from the Pasuk before that it says Saka Yisakel. So now Isaka died the Chal Yechel as Besai Issa Ano Nichter Rechman Lo Yehenna. Let it just say Lo Yehenna. Now that it's not coming for Achila, because Achila is not the Saka Yisakel, so let it say Lo Yehenna. If it's Lo Yachel is answering Achila,
it's also answering
Ano. So good, so it says Lo Yachel for the Achila Shabbat. But if Yochel is not coming for Achila, the Saka Yisaka is coming for Achila. So, why doesn't it just say, Lo Yehenna, Inami, Lo Yochel, Es Besar, Lamali, why is it saying, Allah Es Besar? The Afak Avda Avda came, Basa, the Shachte Asa. Why is it saying, Es Besar? Coming to teach you that even if you Shechted it like a Basa, like like shechita, sorry, it's still awesome. That's how I know that it's asa, but asa even after it was geshachten midin.
After
gemadina. Mask of la mazucha, hey man, emili, hecha de badak tzur. Maybe this is all said when it was like badak tzur, that means it was done like skila to it, it was done with a rack, v'shachat be the other can skila. That's when you tell me that over there, since it was done like skila, that's why it's asa.
But over there, it was
nishchat. Right.
So it's not
asr al-tavela. Right. Maybe when it was geshachta besakin, it was shachta with a knife, so it was no skila done to it. Maybe then over there, what's
the case? What
does
badak tzur mean?
You shachted it with a rock. So over there, it's like some like of a skila. So that's when the pasuk said that it's asr.
He had a sharp
turn. You accomplished some skila. But you did shechita also to it, so therefore that's the pasuk also. But when you shechted the besaka, maybe it's motor.
We're trying to say that the case that we said after Nigma Din is talking about such a case.
Right.
Maybe it's such a case.
Right. That's when it's also exactly. So gemara, loy, ami ato sakin b'ksiv b'daraisa. Does it say sakin in the Torah? But no, shechet b'magal yad b'tzur u'b'kana shechita asik shaya. Fine. So I see. There's no chilek. You can't go ahead and be mechalek to me that this is. There's enough kamina, what type of shechita? It's a shechita. As the Torah asked by one, it's asked by all.